Good morning, Sophie. Oh.
Good morning.
Yes, I thought you'd been eaten by a turkey there for a second.
Hello, turkeys.
Yep, she just said hello to the turkeys.
There they are.
That's right.
I'm in a turkey shed, Ian.
I can tell.
Yep. Okay, so I'm surrounded now, and you wouldn't believe it. 600 turkeys surround me right now. That is 1,200 eyes. Can you imagine how scary that is at this time in the morning?
I bet it sounds
absolutely
awful.
Absolutely petrifying. But you know what? They look happy and they can look content.
Yeah, until
I suppose that's until around the beginning of December, I guess.
Yes.
But, yeah. David, I'm with David, the turkey farmer, David Hunt. Hi, David. So I guess this isn't just your only turkeys. These are 600, but you've got about 5,000, haven't you?
That's right, Sophie. As a family farm, we produce about 5,000 of the finest quality turkeys for the Christmas market.
There's thousands of them.
We specialise in slow-growing breeds of turkeys, the old-fashioned breeds. The pen we're standing in at the moment are Norfolk Blacks. They're a free-range bird and they have access to the outside. And we have our turkeys in June and July, and they are slowly grown, which gives them the best flavour and the best eating qualities.
So how much extra have you had to pay out this year then to look after these turkeys?
Well, the main cost of producing a turkey is buying the turkey and the food price, and our feed prices have gone up this year by about 15%.
And this time next year, will the turkeys have to rise in price to try and save your costs?
We're trying to keep our cost of increase down significantly. We're trying to keep our increase down to about 7%.
Ian, I don't get up this early as a rule, but the smell of the turkeys combined with the idea of a turkey at this time, I'm not surprised you're a vegetarian,
yeah, exactly.
To be honest.
It makes sense.